Hi, everybody. It's time for your Wednesday AgriBeef Minute here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, consumers are paying less for red meat and poultry this year, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, or ERS, says that trend will continue through the end of 2017. The agency also expects a moderate increase in meat prices next year. Now, lower retail meat prices are a result, they say, of increasing supplies. And through August, USDA said the U.S. cattle herd was the largest since 2008. Excellent feed yard profits the first half of the year, as well as an increase in feeder cattle supplies, have certainly put some more cattle on feed and increased beef production more than 3% overall. And total beef production this year will reach 26.2 billion pounds, the largest total since 2010. Sterling Marketing projects U.S. beef production will increase another 3% during 2018, therefore adding further pressure on calf and feeder cattle prices during that time frame. Remember to tune in for the AgriBeef Minute each Wednesday. AgriBeef Company, real family, great people, and exceptional beef. That's a look at your land and livestock report. I'm Russell Nimitz.